Let's take a look at an example hazard information dialog to see MegaWidgets in action. For a little context, we're looking at the HID for an FL.W type hazard. Let's focus in on the flood severity item, which has a drop-down field, also referred to as a combo box when it comes to MegaWidget types. Although this is for an FLW hazard, several other hazards incorporate the same MegaWidget into their HID as well. Remembering the practical advantage of storing common metadata elements in a centralized file, it's no surprise then that we see this MegaWidget defined in the commonmetadata.py file. In common metadata, within the getFloodSeverity function responsible for contributing this MegaWidget, we see that a simple Python dictionary defines the appearance of this complex-looking element. We see its label defined, which sets the text that appears next to the field in the HID, and we also see the field type, set to combo box, which almost single-handedly determines the type of interaction that this element will display. Other members of the MegaWidget dictionary include its field name, which is a reference used throughout the code to point to and retrieve the value that gets picked by it, as well as other aesthetic options and, importantly, a field for the choices to populate the dropdown with, which is required for this type of MegaWidget.